panels, you're sort of a veteran of the festival. You've came here before a couple of times. So how did you begin your adventure with the Five Flavors Film Festival?
So this is actually my fourth time in Five Flavors Film Festival. It all began when I sent some email to the festival 4 years ago asking for screeners of the movies, digital links to review for my website, Asian Movie Pulse. They were very cooperative from the beginning, but at some point they realized that they had enough money to bring in another journalist to cover the festival. So they invited me and they were very impressed with my work because I work like crazy and I still do. I'm kind of a workaholic. And since then we have a really good cooperation. We are now Asian Movie Pulse is media partners to the festival and we have become friends. So it's a real pleasure to be here.
Could you tell us a bit about how you began your career in film writing about Asia?
Since I was a little kid, I really enjoyed watching Asian films, and as I grew up I realized I was a very opinionated person so at some point I decided that I want to share my opinion about Asian films with the world. So I started with a small blog in Greek that didn't work out at all. Then I realized that I have to cooperate with some people, so I asked a couple of Greek magazines and publications. I started writing for 3 or 4 from that. Then I started asking some other websites that were in English. So that was Asian Movie Pulse, who had another owner at the time. It was Eastern Kicks, Taste of Cinema, which actually only publishes lists of films, and it's and Han Cinema, who specializes in Korean cinema. So I started writing for them also. I wasn't good in the beginning, but particularly Eastern Kicks and Taste of Cinema had some very good editors. They pointed my mistakes and I learned from them. And after, let's say, about 6 months of writing, I was competent enough to be on my own. And so at a point, the owner of Asian Movie Pass decided that I was doing a really good job writing and kind of running the website. And so he left it to me. And now I am the owner now of Asian Movie Pass. But I still continue to write for others. Like I still write for Han Cinema, which specializes in Korean films.
So what are your thoughts on the films you've seen so far at the festival? Do you see any trends, any kind of topics that keep coming up in the films?
I feel like the concept of family and the relationship between members of family is one of the main concepts here, as we saw in Fagara and also Balloon, let's say. It's also about this topic. And I think it's very interesting to see how people from other countries like Tibet and China, Hong Kong, like perceive the concept of family, because it's very interesting when you realize that even we are so far away, there are a lot of common things between the way we think of family and the way that families function in West and East. Of course, there are differences, and it's always interesting to see how different it is, but in the end, you realize that we are not so different.